Parshas Shmos, learned about the rising of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Medrash tells us Moshe Rabbeinu was going to look. Moshe Rabbeinu had run away from Paroi. Rabbeinu saw Moshe Roya son Yisrael Choshnei Kohen Moish Goyen Midyan. Rabbeinu was watching son Yisrael Choshnei Kohen Moish Midyan. When Yinag is at son Achar Midbar, he's going watching the Shepsula after the Midbar by Yovoi El Har Elikim Chayrei, when he comes to the mountain of Har Elikim, which was Hashem HaOsir, this is the Mount Sinai, that from this is going to be the Torah is going to be given. Vayera Malach Hashem Elo Belab HaSeish. The Malach Hashem appears Belab HaSeish. Yitzech HaSne Vayar Yidei Sne Boye Boeish. Moshe Rabbeinu sees a burning bush. The bush is burning, but it doesn't become consumed. Ayoyim Moshe asuun over ere esamare hagodol hazeh. When they go and see, when they go in and find out, madua lo yivar hasneh, why did the bush not burn? Vayar Hashem kisar lirois. Hashem sees that he turns to look. Vayikra elav alakim yitzech hasneh. Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu. The first time in his life, he zeichet the gilu Hashem. Vayom em Moshe, Moshe, vayom hinayim. On this, the Medrash Tanhuma says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Gimel psio is posa Moshe. Moshe took 3 steps towards the snare. That was his ishtalus that he made. Ishlokesh omar loy posa. He didn't take any steps. El tzavoroi he came. He turned his neck. He stretched forth his neck. Omalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzta'ut lirois. You made an effort to see. You troubled yourself and pained yourself to see Chayecha She'egla Alecha She'egala Alecha. For your life I'm going to reveal myself Miyad Vayikra Eilav Elikim Mitech Hazeh. The Medrash Tanchuma is a Pella. Pliya Pella Ploim Rabbi Yisrael. B'seida Yitochein that the great tzchar that he got, how could it be this great tzchar that Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem comes to see him? That Hashem comes to see him. Hashem reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in one of the greatest revelations, the revelation that we all talk about, we understand, the famous burning bush from the coloring books. Everybody when they're a little kid knows he's the burning bush. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Rabbeinu in that place. Why? Because he took three steps. Or according to Reish Lakish, because he turned his head. Rekhav Da'asla and Rechabichta Meleyo say they want to give him a reward. Full steak dinner at Yisro's restaurant. Want to give him such a reward for turning his neck, for moving three psias. And the Ganta Gedula of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the pshat? Says of Desla and Chelek Dalet Omid 276. B'shem, Rav Simcha Zisson Mikael. Shachen hanachoyne shekila Moshe besuru l'lirois. Malidua lo yivas ne gorma l'chol dulasa. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to turn, was prepared for it. That's what caused all this greatness. L'fisha ma'aseyu zen nechshav la'asiyas ha'tzad ha'rishon ha'mutal ha'odom. This is the first step. This is the first approach. This is the godless that Moshe Rabbeinu is showing. V'ayak yisrael l'ras. What's the pshat, Rabbi Sai? I'm still left with the question, the chayim. So he made a first step. So very nice. Bones are tired. He made a step. See, very nice. But he did something out of the ordinary. The Amkus are with the Nordestan saying of us is a miracle of art. But l'maiso, to understand the concept of the schar, we have to realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalich with us is, Rabbi Yisrael. Zot, the kavona, I believe, of Desli is that Moshe Rabbeinu was at a status of life where he should be satisfied. Enoch and Nami, he had ran away from Paro, and he was a wanted man, but Baruch Hashem, he had come to this well, he had met a wife, settled down. Now he was watching sheep. He had his parnasa. He was being taken care of by Yisroel. The Choyer, he was living a life that he should be satisfied with where he's holding, what he's doing. And then comes an opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person. Gave Moshe Rabbeinu. He gave the opportunity now that he's going to do something out of the ordinary. Somebody who's satisfied with his lot. Somebody who's satisfied with his situation. Somebody who's not looking to grow. We'll stop there. Say that. This is going on. That's going on. What does that have to do with me? And he doesn't realize that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving an opportunity. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a moment. That moment can change everything. If you're cognizant and if you have an awareness and you try and you're looking for growth. You're looking to improve. You have the readiness to grow. The readiness to grow. And one step towards growth. That's all that's necessary. The hard part is having the readiness. But if I have the readiness, and the Kodesh Baruch gives me the opportunity, I make that opening, what Chazal say, in the Medrash Yashirim, mitzape hakadosh baruch hu she'odom yaseh etzar harishon u'mishin yaseh etzar harishon niftochim oitzois hashamayim v'sayim lo mashlim lo eskochem. So that's his hezba to the medrash that says pischu li pesach ki pischu shel machatz. Open for me an opening like the hole of a needle. Vani eftach lechem psochim she'yu agolos ukronis nechnosis boy, says the medrash. I'll open to an opening that big wagons, big masa'it, big trucks will be able to go through. You have to make the first step. How do you make the first step? By being prepared, being ready, being open for growth. Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared and mukhan for growth, even though he was settled in. He was set up, fine job, everything's smooth, everything's going well, he's married, he has children, fine life, can settle down now, don't need to improve. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was always looking for the opportunity. And therefore when it came, he made the first step. And once he made the first step, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. Pischu li Pesach. The Chudash El Machat, unbelievable medrash. Open for me an opening, like the size of a needle. How small the size of a needle was. I tell you, you thread that needle, sometimes it can take minutes, hours. You know, to thread the needle, you put a lot of spit on it, until you get that thread, until you get it. Then, you know, you're working on it for 10 minutes, then your grandmother comes by, and in 1 second she threads it through. She's used to it, and you're sitting there with that small little needle. That's how much you have to open up for HaKadosh Baruch. And so we find it in the Parsha, this Chiddush is Nishna many times. Moshe throws his staff down on the ground. And it becomes a tanin, it becomes a snake in Paro's palace. What does Hashem say to him? Grab hold of the snake and it will become a stick again. The same you saw it. A little hishtadlus of Moshe Rabbeinu, that stick, just a little holding, it becomes a stick again. Snake becomes a stick. And even more so, Rabbeisai, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, his yisoid, how he came into existence, was through a similar maisa of a small desire to do something. We don't realize how much this nechshav. In the Ibn Hashem's eyes, a real, sincere desire to change, to get better, to improve, to be matzliach. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates that, and how much it means to him. If we have a readiness, and we make some small step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make miracles. Moshe Rabbeinu was brought into, was saved to such a ma'isa. And that's why his name was Temple V'Doris Moshe. He was drawn out from the water. And it was forever made. That's the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to call him by, even though he had 10 shemas, as the Gemara says in Megillah Yud Gimel. Asar shemas Moshe Rabbeinu had. Avigdor, different shemas. But the ma'isa, of all those names, he was called Moshe. Because min amayim mishisi. Who drew him out of the water? Basya Baspara. What happened with Basya Baspara? Zelba Maisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the Yams, the Suf. Basya is going on the Yah. She sees on a far distance a little basket, a basinet, floating down the river. She hears the baby's cry. It was very far away. Very far. There's no chance you can get it, Rabbi. Why make the effort? Teretz is, she had a tremendous desire to save that baby. And therefore she said, whatever I could do, she stuck out her hand in desperation. What happened, Rabbi? Her arm just kept stretching. According to one Gemara, 60 amas. unbelievable amounts of area that it went. Why? Because deep down, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that was a real emissive desire to open up her heart, to open up her mind, to do an act of chesed, to act of saving. I'll make the smallest effort that I can. Kadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. Fitzchuli Pesach Kehudai Shomachad Ki Eftach Lachem Ki Pesach Shul Ulam, says Chazal, different place. The Pesach of the Ulam, which is very, very wide. It's a Murid de Gazach for us, Rabbi Yisai. That we find amongst different Bachrim, Rabbi Yisai. Some Bachrim, they move forward at such a tremendous pace. And we see Shinuyim, changes, and growth, and different appearance and steiging and finishing mesechtes and learning up here with a emerging spilus, and you have other bachrim that it just doesn't move forward. I say so much. I've had the reasons for that also. Who knows what the other bachrim is doing under his covers or even over his covers? But at the end of the day, Rabbi said, Hashem wants a pischoid. At the end of the day, Rabbi say, maybe the chilek is that the one who's steiging so much opened the hole. I want to explain that, Rabbi say. What does that mean? A hole of a needle is very small, Rabbi say. But there's one thing about a hole of a needle, or any hole, Rabbi say. A hole is through and through. The definition of a hole is through and through. You could have a tremendous window where you could see, but it's not a hole. You could have something that looks like a hole, but on the other side is something preventing it from going through. Not a hole. Hole is through and through. To be an emes of desire that shafts the siyata d'shmaya of kipizcha shal ulam that Kadosh Baruch Hu will now count to give siyata d'shmaya and mamar midrach hateva. The chilek between the two bones that we spoke of, they both open a hole. But the opening of the first one, who's not doing as well, is not through and through. It's not a full-fledged desire. It has limitations to his desire. It's held back. He doesn't want it all the way. He wants it half Z's. Three quarters Z's. He doesn't want it through and through. He hasn't decided yet to dedicate his life to Torah. He hasn't decided to dedicate his year fully for Torah. He still wants to play the two-sided game. Have a hole on this side and block up the other side of the hole. I want to keep my options open. I want to have the variable of options. I'm not ready to go through and through. And this is one of the things that stops so many bachrim from steiging, Rabbi Yisai. It stops many people from growing. Many times you ask a bachrim, you speak to a bachrim, and he's doing well. But in the back of his mind, he's thinking, I don't want to do too well, because I might end up being a greaseball coil guy. I might end up learning a Torah for many years. I might end up staying in Koila. I never imagined that. I never even pictured that. I saw myself sitting behind a big mahogany desk in Manhattan, Fortune 500 company, buzzing. Yes, Mrs. Albert. Next man who calls, tell him I'm busy. Taking a nap on my lazy boy chair. Don't disturb my leather lazy boy chair. with my nice suits, every day a different suit, Gucci and Mucci and Lucci, every day a different suit, I'm walking in, have a carpeted rug, mahogany chair, mahogany desk and leather chair with a rug, and oh, of course the steaks are like that. Mrs. Albert, business lunch again at China, what's that, a la carte, whatever that place is. Glad a la carte or Jerusalem Steakhouse. Two big steaks, not only one. When I was in yeshiva, they only offered me one steak for staying with the week. Two fat steaks. One steak I don't want, the other steak I'm not going to eat. I just want to have a steak there just to, people come in to see that I'm a good businessman. And that was my dream, Rabbi, from a young age. When I came to yeshiva, I got turned on a little bit, halvesies, and I never wanted to give holesies. Because this dream, this picture in my mind says that you're going to be a kollel guy? Come on. You? All the years you talked about with your friends from 8 years, 8th grade and 9th grade, you were talking about your businesses, your new idea, no cow pizza. Your new idea, a new detergent, unbelievable detergent, spinach flavored detergent. Green detergent, spinach flavored. Your whole different ideas that you had in your brain all the years. You never imagine learning your whole life or dedicating your life to Torah and spreading of Torah. But now you turned on a little bit. You got excited a little bit. You came to some schmoozing. Not like the other guys who are schnoozing. Or schmoozing. The other stupidity. Another time we'll talk about what we're going to order at Halo Teiman tonight. How many laughs I'm going to eat. I wasted, but I came to the shmurim, I got turned on, I got mechuzik. And what happened from that mechizuk? You started to think. But then always that man, little man inside says, come on, who are you fooling? What's going to be with you? How are you going to make a parnasa? How are you going to live? Oh, you see the kollel guys over here. Come on, you're going to be a kollel guy, you'll be a rebbe. Where's the prestige and the fame? Who says you can make it? You're not smart enough. You're not charismatic enough. You're not this enough. You're not that enough. All that stuff makes that the whole of the Pesach is not through and through. Pischuli machat, the desire. It could be the smallest. It could be a small step, a turn of the neck. But it's through and through with all the readiness, with all the desire, with all the wanting, full-fledged, 100% wanting. Because Bo says, you really want? My Torah kid, you really want to become great in Torah? You really want to shtag? You really want to understand Tosfos? Really? Well, it'll be okay if I understand Tosfos. It's okay if I understand Tosfos. It's okay if I don't understand Tosfos. It's okay if I eat lunch today, pizza, it's okay. Everything's okay. But I really want. I make a small effort, a little extra effort. I turn my head towards the Gemara. It's always on the other side of these measures. Think when the kugel's coming in. And now I turn my head, Sar Leroy's, I turn my head towards the Gemara with a desire to understand the Tosfos. I put my head down to the Gemara with a desire to understand it. I read the words with a desire to understand it. You make that haschola of pischuli pesach echuda shel machat. Vadi eftach lechem. Unbelievable. Siat tishmaya do shtei din medrash chazal abo yisar. Vayar Hashem kisar lila is Moshe Rabbeinu. But not Moshe Rabbeinu. You say, okay, that's Moses. He's a holy Jew. It was a Basyip as Paro, the daughter of Paro. Even though we know she went at that moment, to become a ger, to tshuva, but who was she ready? She didn't have too many mitzvahs in her mind. She made a smallest effort. She stuck out her hand. And for her, Hashem performs a nace. Because her desire was through and through, Rabbi said. It was 100% true. And 100% foolproof. And 100% she wanted it like nothing else. That desire to save the kid. Miracles, Rabbi said. And you see it all along, Rabbi said. Baruch Hu, you would never think. They're changing. They're growing. They're becoming Talmidei Chachom, understanding much more Torah. 2 years ago, this guy was selling newspapers on a street in Detroit. He was in Alaska. He was selling ice pops to the Mary Eskimos. And here he is, learning in Or Sameach, asking Rabbi Akiva Eges Kasha! 2 weeks ago, where was this guy? No kippah! Short in a t-shirt. He was standing, who knows where he was. He was in Manhattan, visiting all the big skyscrapers, going to theaters, seeing what they thought was the most fantastic time. 2 weeks later, someone over the trip to Israel, someone taps him on the shoulder at the Kotel, and he says, you want to go to yeshiva? He says, yeah. You got a yeshiva for me? Yeah, I got a yeshiva for you. Everybody's accepted. Tveris Chaim. And he walks in the door. He walks in the door, he sits down to learn, and he makes one step to his desire becoming a Talmud Chacham. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's asking Rabbi Akiva Eges Kasha. He's answering a Kasha, saying that Svari understands the Tosfos. This guy, Larry Zoomer, he worked in a zoo, the Bronx Zoo. He was in charge of the lions, fed them beef. There he is, Larry Zoomer. You saw the Zoomer now. He's sitting in his medrash, asking Rabbi Akiva Eges Kasha. How could it be? Lo Yomer Ki Yisuper. 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, what was he thinking about? The most of his thing was how to get enough beef to those lions. He made a whole plan, incentive plan. If the lions sleep well, they get a full beef at the end of the week. And this week, he's in Beis Medrash or Tzameach. What's the first thing he's asking of Kivekis Kasha? Why? He woke up for Shachris. He had the desire to come on time, to lower his chavrusa, to sit there for a few extra minutes. He turned towards the Gemara. He turned his neck. He moved his neck. He made his status. But it was through and through with that desire. He opened up his heart. Total through and through. Kipitzcho shalom. A small hole. Hashem opened for him. Oitzvahs and oitzvahs. I once heard, I think, from Mr. Kalb, he said, oh, my God, for who? It was own muscle. Many people feel, you know, it's sometimes so hard to accomplish so much, to know so much material, to know so much, to understand so much, to remember so much. So he said a marshal. There was once a big relay race in a big Manhattan building. 250 store building. The race was to get up to the top of the building. And the way everybody understood that, you had to run up to 150 steps and 150 flights. Each flight was 15 steps, whatever, a major job. So they all start out, they know the one who gets to the top, a million to get a prize, not only a dinner. Unbelievable prize, the one who makes it to the top. So 50 people start out to get to the third floor already. They're out. White cows, there's another 147. Cancel out. 30 people, 20 people are left to get to the seventh floor. Oh man, seven. Not going to make it. Three more guys going at 20. There was 20 left. 10 left now. 10 make it to the ninth floor. There's three guys left. On the 12th floor, one guy keeps going. The 15th floor, by side, there was an elevator waiting. It took you straight up to the top of the building. A little bit of extra effort, boy said. A little bit extra. These little Sarah Leroy's. Sometimes a little bit extra. A little bit more. A little bit more Anskites. The elevator takes you off, boy said. Siat Deshmaya. People, you see, young guys, and they start learning in Mamish. Tamri Chachomim, Poitzois. Saying over Shtikl Chtoyim and this. This guy, 2 years ago, he was selling pizzas. In Hello Teiman, he wasn't ordering the pizzas. He was making the pizzas. And here he is, Mama saying over the Rajban, Machmabach, the Rajban, the Ramban, Rabbi Isa. Steig in Teiman. Rabbi Isa, we have to know this through and through. The Bernishoyim pays well. The Bernishoyim pays very well. We have sincere desires. Was true, sincere desires. Don't let us not shoot ourselves in the foot. We're heading there, we're moving forward. We gotta make the hole through and through and permanent. We can't leave the hole a little stuffed up on the other side. You gotta make the hole permanent, and you gotta make a sincere desire. You gotta put out your curls that shayach. And sometimes a little bit extra effort. Go up another floor. And there the elevator is waiting to take you up to the top of us. We've seen it over and over again. And everybody has the potential to be that way, boy said. Don't hold yourself back. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't do things that prevent you from being able to use out this year to reach your fullest, to become the greatest person you could become. Baruch Hashem, many guys are changing. And it's because they decided. In the depths of the heart, without anybody seeing, with a big one machshava, they were so literalist. They made that step, or three steps. They turned their neck. They made that movement towards becoming great. Baruch Hashem, bench us. Should see the Siyat Deshmaya Tzumo that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting to bestow upon us. Waiting for that Sor Lirois, turning our necks to see, making that small effort, Kepischoi Shamachat, the opening of a needle, Shamu open for us Oitzois, Kepischoi Shal Ulam, Zercho to be Emes at Tamil Yechachamim, those who give Moye to Genachat, to the Ibrahim Shiloh, and to all of clients.